She called it healing through honesty. Her guests called it catharsis, but critics called it pornographic manipulation disguised as therapy. Every week, millions tuned in to hear couples break down on air. Tears, confessions, betrayal, and at the centre of it all, Sloane Ray, the intoxicatingly calm voice behind the Apology Sex podcast. She wasn't a therapist. She wasn't even licensed, but she was a master manipulator, turning public shame into entertainment and weaponizing vulnerability for personal pleasure. What no one knew was that the mic wasn't the only thing turned on in her studio. Hidden cameras, private sessions, secret audio archives. Sloane seduced every male guest under the guise of post-episode release therapy. Until one guest's wife died, and suddenly, the apology wasn't enough. Now, Sloane's empire is unravelling, and someone out there has a recording of her final confession. So, if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favourite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The host who made cheating go viral. Sloane Ray never blinked on camera. It was her thing. A stare so unwavering it made guests stutter mid-confession. She didn't need degrees, just perfect lighting, glossy lips, and a velvet voice that sliced through shame like silk. The Apology Sex podcast launched on a dare. It became a sensation on a lie. At first, she posed it as therapy for couples, raw, unfiltered relationship confessions, delivered live to an audience craving emotional voyeurism. But what kept people listening wasn't the healing. It was the mess, the drama, the destruction. And Sloane knew how to push every button. "Why did you cheat on her in her own bed?" she asked, locking eyes with a firefighter named Greg. Greg sobbed. His wife, Jenna, sat beside him, white-knuckled and humiliated. Sloane's hand touched his knee. Off camera, her nails traced a small circle. She was always careful. That episode hit 4.2 million streams. Greg and Jenna divorced a month later, but Greg and Sloane, they met up again in her private studio. That night, Sloane didn't record the podcast. She recorded the sex because Sloane believed in owning the story, and if she couldn't control the narrative, she'd archive the footage and use it later. For leverage, for insurance, for power. She stored everything in a locked drive labelled Confessionals, Raw Cuts. Only she had the password. Or so she thought. The power of the podcast grew with every season. Her audience doubled after her infamous Hotel Room Redemption episode, where a pastor admitted to cheating with three members of his congregation. Sloane never judged him. She asked for details. Encouraged specifics. That night, she met him privately to pray over closure. She filmed that too. Sloane didn't see it as betrayal. She saw it as performance art. She was giving the audience what they wanted. Pain, apology, and arousal, all in one package. And her guests, they got 15 minutes of absolution and one night with the Priestess of Redemption. Until one guest turned up dead. It was episode 74, a couple named Lenny and Carla. She was 27, social media obsessed, with filler lips and nervous tics. He was 35, quiet, with sharp cheekbones and army trauma. Carla confessed she'd slept with Lenny's best friend, Liv, on air. Sloane encouraged her, "Tell him why. Say what you never said at home." Tears, explosions. Repressed rage. Lenny said nothing. He stared into the lens, clenched his jaw and whispered, "You ruined me." The episode went viral. Carla disappeared 2 days later, found in a motel, OD, bruises on her neck. Allegedly self-inflicted, Sloane went silent for a week, then dropped a tribute montage. Streams skyrocketed, sponsors tripled. But behind the scenes, Lenny was texting her non-stop. "Can I come by? I can't sleep. I keep seeing her face. She let him in. She let him cry. She let him touch her. She filmed it all. And in the middle of the act, Lenny whispered, "Did you plan this? Was this what you wanted all along?" She laughed. "What do you think?" He never answered. He disappeared too. But someone else didn't. 6 weeks later, Sloane received a USB drive in the mail. No return address, no message. She opened it. Her own face stared back, naked, dominant, whispering into a camera she never set up. It was the reverse angle, the one from his bag. The final shot, her moaning over Lenny, then leaning into the lens and saying, "This is what you get when you confess." She panicked, checked her studio, her cloud storage, her archive. Gone. The confessionals, raw cuts drive was empty. Then came the ransom email. "You have until Friday, or the world hears everything." And just like that, Sloane Ray, the queen of public shame, was about to become the star of her own scandal. Chapter 2. The revenge tapes. Sloane didn't scare easily. But this was different. The videos had been her vault of power. Now someone else had the keys, and she had no idea who. She started replaying faces, scanning episodes, rereading transcripts. Who had motive? Who had tech access? And more importantly, who wanted her destroyed, not just exposed? She thought of Carla's mother, who once sent her a cease and desist letter, of Greg, the firefighter, who got fired after his wife published excerpts of their podcast episode in court, of the pastor whose church collapsed, of the married producer she'd seduced, then blackmailed. Too many candidates, too many lies. But one stood out, Ray Delgado, her former assistant. Quiet, overqualified, fired 6 months ago for asking too many questions. Ray had once walked in on Sloane editing a therapy session. It wasn't therapy, it was sex. No blur, no edits. Ray asked, "Why are you keeping these?" Sloane smirked, "Some people collect art." 2 weeks later, Ray was gone. No goodbye. Just a wiped work laptop and a missing hard drive. Now Sloane had a new problem. Ray was a tech wizard and vindictive. Friday came. Sloane's email pinged. "Final warning. You built your fame on shame. Now you'll taste it." Attached was a file named The Apology Sex Files. Sloane exposed. She didn't open it. She couldn't. Instead, she went live. Sloane always knew the power of controlling the first narrative, so she leaned into her mic and said, "Tonight's episode is different. It's about accountability, mine." She confessed, but only half. Yes, she blurred ethical lines. Yes, she got too close to some guests. No, she never meant harm. It was a masterclass in strategic vulnerability. She cried at the right moment, paused for silence, thanked her fans for letting her grow. The comments flooded in. "You're brave. We forgive you. Cancel culture is toxic." She thought she'd won, until the leak went public. Ray didn't just release one video. She dropped all of them, a curated montage of Sloane seducing crying men, mocking their wives, deleting DMs, and whispering to her camera. They'll say it was their idea. There were timestamps, consent violations. One clip even had Sloane laughing during a suicide text from a former guest. The media turned instantly. The New York Post, "Sex therapist or sex predator?" Vice, "When healing becomes abuse." The podcast Queen's Dirty Secrets, Spotify removed her. Apple Podcasts blacklisted her. FBI opened an investigation. The final twist came from Lenny. He posted one video, just one. It was him, before episode 74, in a dark hotel room, talking into a phone camera. "She said if I wanted redemption, I had to sleep with her. She said it would cleanse me. I just wanted my wife to stop crying. I didn't know she'd film it." He ended with, "Carla's blood is on her mic." Sloane vanished for 3 weeks. Then, a live stream. Same velvet voice, same stare, no makeup. I never claimed to be a saint, she said, but neither were they. She revealed receipts, screenshots, DMs, the blurred lines, the consensual kinks, but it was too late. Truth doesn't matter once people smell blood. They called her a predator, a cult leader, a sociopath, and in some ways, she was. But she wasn't done. Because in her final message, Sloane hinted at one last file, the apology tapes, guest secrets. The ones they didn't want released. Her message ended with, if I go down, they go down too. You think I manipulated them, or did they manipulate me? And now, the public is asking, was Sloane Ray a villain or a mirror?